Okay. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, are we okay?
I think my fellow board members have settled down. All right. Thanks for coming out today. Let's start things off with, actually, first I'll call the meeting to order. We will have Board Member Noren lead us in a Pledge of Allegiance. Maybe Vice Chairman Noren. Certainly.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you and good morning. I'd like to introduce my fellow board members. To my right, to my far right, we have Ms. Heidi Harris from Sawyer. To my right, Bill Massey, Forestville. On my immediate left, Vice Chairman Noren from Sebastopol. And over on the far left, Mr. Dunker, new vantage point for him over here, from Rio Dell. Board Member Court and Board Member Dean are absent today. I'm Jeff Hales, Chairman from Eureka. Ms. Yeo.
Thank you, sir. For staff today, myself and Luis Rivera, to my right, and Kim Niemeyer, Staff Counsel. And working audio, again, is Ms. Patty Corsi. And Jean Lockett is picking up the cards. And if anyone intends to speak, please get your card to Jean. And Greg Nash is working the IT stuff. And that bunch of staff in the audience who, when they come up for their item, will introduce themselves.
Great. Thank you. Just a quick note on our schedule today. We've got a full schedule and a dynamic schedule as it is. We're going to take a couple of items out of order. We're going to move through our uncontested items. Then we will hear Healdsburg and follow that by Willits and then by the Forest Service. So that would be items 5 and 6 followed by item 11 and then back to item 7. We're also going to shoot for a lunch around 1 o'clock today just so everybody can kind of plan accordingly for that. So with that, we have a resolution in appreciation of Susan Warner. Mr. Massey, would you please?
I would. Are we? How's that? Better. I would love to do this. I think many of us have known Susan for a long time, and this is long overdue. Resolution R1-2010-0060, expressing appreciation to Susan A. Warner. Whereas the members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, wish to reaffirm their appreciation for the work that former Executive Officer Susan A. Warner continues to perform on behalf of the State of California and the Regional Water Board. And whereas Susan, shortly after her retirement in 2003, set aside time to perform volunteer work for the board, deftly managing her obligation at a time of deep commitment to the needs of her immediate family. And whereas Susan offers and delivers assistance, engaging her writing, training, and organizational abilities to the benefit of staff and the board's mission. And whereas Susan is the go-to person for institutional knowledge, her superb recollection of facts and circumstances, and an acute sense of where to locate those critical documents that decades ago were the basis of many of the policies we are charged with enforcing these days. And whereas Susan is the promoter, writer, and producer of the best regional board staff newsletter in the state. And whereas we can count on Susan to assist educating interns and new staff on the mission of the organization, the Porter-Cologne Act, the Water Code, the Basin Plan, anti-degradation, and all the programs aimed at fulfilling our mission. And whereas Susan will always be a mentor to staff in this region and others, supporting education and growth by developing and leading training courses and enhancing participation in our employee recognition program. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the members of the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board express their sincere appreciation for Susan's continued service to the board and the people of the state of California, and wish Susan the best in all her future endeavors and travels.
Thank you.
That is but a small portion of what we owe Susan Warner as a former executive officer of this body. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. In the interest of time, I know you've got a busy agenda today, so I'm not going to make too many remarks, except to say, actually, I should be thanking you for the privilege of working with such an excellent staff. Your staff is by far the best in the state, always has been, and currently today it still is. And also for being the board. You've probably heard, many people have said over the years, that perhaps the board format after 60 years is out of date. It's still the best way of doing good government that I know of. You're transparent, you gather information in a public setting, and it's probably the only way to do government in these days when the public demands such transparency. So I thank you, and I really appreciate the privilege to continue to work with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else wish to turn their phone off? Thank you. Okay, do we have any ex parte communications to disclose?
Mr. Chair, in the process, as normal for me, I have been working with small districts and have been in contact with county, state, and federal legislators in the process.
Okay, thank you. And I'd like to welcome our state board liaison, Tam.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Very happy to be back. My apologies for missing the last few board meetings. I understand you've been busy during my absence. Congratulations on, among other things, your adoption of the Klamath TMDL. My understanding is, barring any unforeseen circumstances, that TMDL will be coming to the state board for consideration on August 3rd. Again, my thanks to your staff for working with my staff on facilitating that quick submittal and turnaround for the state board's consideration. So I look forward to hearing that important TMDL, hopefully in August. I wanted to also briefly update you on a few things that have happened since the last time I appeared before you with one of my reports. I'm sure you've heard by now that the state board did finally adopt an in-stream flow policy that covers five of the counties in this area, including Sonoma, Marin, and parts of Humboldt, Napa, and Mendocino. It's something that was required in legislation. It took us a while, but thanks to, again, a tremendous collaborative effort that involves many of the growers, the environmental communities, and others in this region, I think we were able to put together a policy that, while may not be the end-all solution to this important issue, it certainly is a very good start. The policy that the board adopted included things such as addressing seasons of diversion, has minimum bypass flow requirements, maximum cumulative diversions, specifications for watersheds. It also has restrictions and requirements for new on-stream dams. So it's a good step, good first step, and we look forward to the implementation and to revisiting the policy for upgrades within 5 years or so. So that was an important effort that the state board, I'm pleased to report, was able to accomplish. Also want to let you know, while not finalized yet, our scientific panel that we formed to look at the issue of emerging contaminants in recycled water has completed its report to the board. I'm sorry, a draft report to the board. The draft report went out for public comment, and they are reviewing those comments right now, and they expect to submit their final report to us by the end of this month. Just very quickly, what we asked them to do, this is a group of six scientists. We asked them to look at the state of existing science with respect to emerging contaminants, or CECs, as we like to call them by their acronyms, in recycled water, and they looked at recycled water for use as irrigation as well as groundwater recharge, both through direct injection as well as land spreading. And we asked them to develop a method on how to screen and prioritize these chemicals for monitoring and regulations. And so what they did was exactly what we asked, at least in their draft report. And they developed a methodology. They applied that methodology. And what they have preliminary concluded anyway is with respect to irrigation using recycled water, the potential exposure to the potential aquatic exposure is, I think the word they used was negligible. And the potential human exposure, the word they used was minimal. So they, and that's for irrigation. They then focus on use of recycled water for groundwater recharge, specifically for human consumption. And using their methodology, they identified, I think it was like 106 currently non-regulated constituents. And using those 106, they then narrow it down further to three chemicals that they consider high priority for monitoring. And now I need to look at my cheat sheet, because the three chemicals are, the first one is 17 beta estradiol. It's a hormone. It's a female hormone. The second one is triclosan. I think it's a constituent in antibacterial hand soap that we all use and love so much. And the third is one of my favorite chemicals, caffeine. They consider those the three highest priority for monitoring. They're also looking at developing or recommending a list of indicators so that by measuring these indicators, we'll get a sense of the presence of larger groups of constituents of emerging concerns. They did not have any preliminary indicators in their draft report, but they expect to have some in their final report they will be submitting to us. They also included various recommendations for monitoring for additional research. Being scientists, of course, they always recommend additional research. So yes, they will be finalizing that report and submitting it to us this month. And then the State Board has committed to hold a hearing in November of this year to consider their recommendations for adoption and implementation. So that was another very significant step forward in the area of recycled water and recycled water use that I wanted to let you know about. And then finally, let me end with a somewhat positive note from Sacramento. Yes, there can be positive notes from Sacramento with respect to the budget. As you know, we submitted through the governor's budget process some proposals for fund shifts from general fund to fees in several areas. And I was informed that just yesterday, conference committee did approve three of our four proposals. The ones approved were for NPDS, irrigated lands, and water rights. The proposal for basin planning is still under consideration. So we'll let you know how that goes.
Thank you. I don't have anything. Do any other board members have anything to report? Okay. Kat?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You asked at the last board meeting that we get back to you on some issues that were raised in public forum regarding Mendocino CSD. And so I wanted to give you an update on that. I believe there's some people, the same folks who were here for UKIRE here today, and I assume are going to speak in public forum. But what I wanted to do is give you an update that we have prepared a request for a technical report from the Mendocino CSD, and that probably will go out next week, which will be requesting information from them in a formal way about what happened at the discharge.
Thanks. Okay. We'll transition over into public forum right now. I do have two speaker cards. I'd like to start with Ms. Brenda Edelman, followed by Thomas Dirtner. If anybody else wishes to speak on items that are not on our agenda today, we encourage you to fill out a speaker card, and now's the time to do that.
Well, good morning. I'm here to basically speak about last night. There was a meeting in Guerneville about the temporary urgency change petition for the State Board for low flows in the lower Russian River. The flows being recommended are basically from Forestville down, going to go as low as 70 CFS, when normal flows during a normal year are generally 125 CFS as measured at Hacienda. And there also was a comment period on the permanent change to Decision 1610 to lower the flows permanently. Of course, there's not time to give you the details behind all of this, but the reason I'm here now and what I want to speak to is the issue of nutrients in the Lower Russian River. In the process of tracking this issue and preparing comments, myself and a small group of people took thousands of photographs last year of the Lower Russian River, which averaged about 70 CFS over most of the summer last year. And I have to tell you, the nutrient problems in the Lower River, if you use the word nuisance as the criteria for determining that there's a problem, I'd say it's bordering extreme. We have witnessed now I'm not an expert on nutrients, but there are so many different kinds, both attached and unattached, not to mention all the Ludwigia all along the Lower River. And there are a lot of people who have told me they won't even go in the river anymore. It's so bad. I've heard stories about dogs and people getting sick as a result of being in the river because pathogens are also a problem. And what I'm concerned about is your agency was tasked with being involved in the monitoring program last year. And I guess I'm not sure to what extent your agency was overseeing the monitoring program, which was conducted by the Sonoma County Water Agency. But the nutrient monitoring was just totally unacceptable, and I find it hard to understand why that situation continued all summer long. One thing that was wrong was that on phosphorus, the detection limit was way too high, and there was absolutely no indication that there was a phosphorus problem. And all one has to do is go down in the river and look at it, and you'll see all of the nutrient problems evidence. I'm in the process of preparing a report that will be turned into the state board, and I'll see that you get a copy where I will be including a whole lot of pictures showing all of this. So I know right now your board staff is involved in working with the agency to plan for this summer's monitoring, which should start, I guess, any time now if it hasn't already. And I basically want to encourage your agency to be closely involved and to track this closely, and if things aren't looking right, that corrections be made early on. And I'd also like to say that I think it would be very important to start characterizing the nutrients in the river. I think it's a serious enough problem that it could lead to a need for some stringent regulation on that. So I would encourage some kind of effort to be put forward. I know there are some things going on. I did talk to Matt St. John, but I just want to tell you that it is a very serious problem, and I hope you'll put all the effort you can into working on this issue. Thank you.
Thanks, Brenda. Mr. Dirtner?
My name is Tomas Dirtner, and I was going to read a whole thing I wrote up, but there's really no necessity, so I thank you for looking into this matter. I just wanted to say there were three wells that did get contaminated that tested positive for E. coli. So what I just wanted to see is that there was a safety consideration, whether it's engineers or, you know, and that it wasn't just passed without looking into it. So thank you.
Just as a reminder for our board members, this was for Mendocino.
Yes, yeah. Sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, I don't have any other speaker cards, and if there's nobody else that wishes to speak right now, we'll just go ahead and close the public comment period. Great. Thanks, Gene. Okay, let's move on for approval of our meeting.